Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Saturday morning at 2 a.m., California Highway Patrol reports 22-year-old Brianna Kirsten was driving a Honda Civic northbound on US 101, taking the Murray Road off-ramp. She failed to slow her vehicle to a safe speed as she attempted to turn right into Murray Road. The vehicle crossed Murray Road, colliding with the chain-link fence and the 76 station sign. Kirsten's vehicle sustained major damage from the collision. The driver and her passenger were wearing seat belts, suffered minor visible injuries. After CHP completed a DUI investigation, Kirsten was arrested for DUI causing bodily injury. Friday, Eureka PD responded to an armed robbery in a parking lot on the 700 block of F Street. The victim stated that the suspect had entered the passenger side of her car as she was seated in the parking lot. He brandished a knife, telling the victim to give her the wallet. The victim gave the suspect her wallet and he exited the vehicle. Officers quickly arrived in the area, locating the subject matching the description. Ken Woods of the Humboldt County Fire District was on the Talk Shop program discussing the fire department's role in vehicle accidents.
We get a lot of vehicle accidents. The one the other day involved an actual extrication where, you know, a normal vehicle accident where we have injuries, we normally send one engine, and it's a medical call where you're assisting the victims in the car. This one the other day, the car was on its side. Individuals trapped in the car, we have to do much more extensive work on those, requires more manpower, more apparatus.
Fire personnel have a fundamental role in vehicle rescues with the jaws of life, equipment that cuts into the car and rescues the persons trapped inside. A family of three was stranded in an old-growth Oregon forest for 6 days, unable to signal search helicopters flying low and slow overhead. According to USA Today, Belinda and Daniel Connie, along with their 25-year-old son Michael, survived by drinking water from streams and taking shelter in a hollowed-out tree. On Saturday, they managed to crawl to a clearing where a search helicopter spotted them several miles outside of the community of Gold Beach, roughly 330 miles southwest of Portland. Curry County Sheriff John Bishop calls it a miracle. The three were airlifted to a Gold Beach hospital where Bishop spoke with them at an emergency room. Family told Bishop they could see helicopters just a few hundred feet above them while they were lost, but could not signal the rescuers. Bishop said Daniel suffered a back injury while Belinda had hypothermia and their son had a sprained foot and minor frostbite. Working together, a multi-agency gang sweep nets 15 arrests. Last week, investigators and agents from multiple federal, state, and local agencies participated in a 2-day anti-crime, anti-gang sweep in Humboldt County. The operation was planned and coordinated by the FBI's North Bay Regional Gang Task Force. Over a 2-day period, the task force executed a series of parole and probation searches at various locations within Humboldt County, targeting previously identified members of violent street and/or prison gangs. And more KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the first report bringing you a new feature segment called Our Community, where each month we take on a local topic, highlight aspects of it every Monday, and the topic this month is unemployment. It's an issue we hear a lot about at the national and state level. How does it affect us as a community? Today we're looking at the terminology. To assist, we're going to look at the Bureau of Labor's definitions. The research giant says those counted as unemployed or out of a job, have no job, have actively looked for work in the prior 4 weeks, and are currently available for work. So who is counted? Employed workers include people who work for pay and can include workers that work at least 15 hours of unpaid time per week. At a family-owned enterprise, students are not considered a part of the labor force, and those with family responsibilities keep them from not working are also excluded. For next Monday, we look at the history of employment for our region. Tune in Monday to this station for the next of our community feature. College of the Redwoods received notice that it's placed on show cause accreditation status by the Accrediting Commission. The commission determined that CR has not addressed deficiencies in its institutional planning, which are issues that the college has been on notice to remedy since 1999. While on show cause, CER remains fully accredited. An accreditation team will visit CER in October of this year to consider evidence that the college has met accreditation standards in the areas identified by the Commission's most recent report. CER must demonstrate by October 15th that it has corrected the deficiencies noted by the Commission. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mendova.